Quest Gaming Network is proud to present Adrenaline Gaming, the show about all things first-person shooter, fighter, and action platformer. Come get some. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Adrenaline Gaming for episode number 5. Today's episode is brought to you by TweakedAudio.com, the best earbuds on the market, hands down. They're great quality, very cheap, and with a code off the record, you get them 30% off their already low prices. With a lifetime warranty and outstanding durability, you can't go wrong. That's TweakedAudio.com. And in today's Adrenaline Gaming Podcast, we are going to be talking about Planetside 2, Borderlands 2, a little bit of Black Ops 2 thrown in the mix, Planetside 2, what was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, Planetside 2. And I am Joe the Widget Wilson, joined, as always, by the illustrious one-word wonder, Michael Forney.
Yo, yo.
I knew you were going to try that. And as always, Derek... I decided to repair things, McClure.
Hey, everybody. I hope you don't mind. I want to kind of talk about some Planetside 2 today.
No, I don't know. No, I think we're just going to go ahead and talk about Planetside 2. I'm sorry.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. And joining us, as always, is Dan. I am there for target practice for the other teams, Wilson.
Oh, I'm going to say that. I'm getting better at the game.
I think your 3-40 record was proof.
I'm meta. Can I have a better record?
As soon as I get my weapon that I want for my scythe, I'll be the best dang pilot our outfit has.
The proof's in the pudding. A couple of things really quick. We did get some flack about the Halo 4 thing. Calling us out saying we're Call of Duty fanboys. For one, no, I'm not a Call of Duty fanboy. If I was, I'd be playing it online. I'd be playing the campaign. I'd buy it simply for offline multiplayer with my brother and my son, because there's no other games that really do that for the PlayStation 3, at least not as well. Second, we talk about games we like to play. Plain and simple, I'm not going to go out and waste, you know, $150 just to play a game I'm not going to want to play. Sorry. It's just... not on my agenda currently. I mean, if my other hosts get into it, then we'll talk about it. And until then, though, apologize. That's just not going to happen. Also, before we get any further, there's been some disturbing reports about Black Ops 2 going out there on the online multiplayer. I did get a chance to play it briefly. Was utterly disappointed. Daniel played it as well. What did you think, Dan?
Disappointed as well.
And it's Mike...
What have you heard? Game, but everybody I've talked to is severely disappointed.
And why?
Basically, the biggest thing I got, I have one of my friends that works at was the respawn. Kind of respawn in the thick of battle now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes them get killed really easily.
I remember respawning right there. We played Nuketown 2025, and I respawned right in between both buildings with about 3 guys staring at me like... kind of like as if you imagine your enemy sitting down playing cards with a cigarette in the mouth, you know, around a campfire waiting, and here comes a guy popping right in front of their fireplace. It's kind of how I felt.
I'm just going to go ahead and pack out of here very quietly. I'm sorry, guys. Didn't mean to disturb you.
Come on, your game.
Oh, how'd I get this outfit on? I'm with you guys.
Just forget the different uniform. I'm on your side. I'm on your side.
That's the big problem that I've been reading about online, is that kind of situation, and it kind of takes the a lot of people who play Call of Duty online are in it for the kill death ratio, that kind of personal stat gain, and it kind of ruins that. I'm not into playing it like that. There is one game I am into doing the best I can, and we're gonna get into that right now, because guess what launched, guys? I'll give you three guesses. First, you don't count. Dang it, Mike, you suck. Derek.
MapleStory.
Close. Dan.
Does it start with a P?
Closer. It's Side
that's
Planet
all
2.
I got.
Side Planet 2. Planet Side 2 launched yesterday officially. Yay! And I'm like, I don't have my soundboard on. Dang it, I was going to have my cheering sound. But, that was episode 5. We're going to go hop on PlanetSide 2, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye now.
Adios.
Later.
See you next week.
In all seriousness, though, I got home early from work yesterday, and I was so happy about that. I got off work, got home about 5 minutes before 2 or 1 p.m. Eastern time, which was 1 p.m. was when it's going to launch for us, which was 11 a.m. in the Pacific time. So I was eagerly at my computer waiting, and then suddenly I got all these reports right at 1 o'clock, and I was thinking, I went into Steam to start downloading it. All these reports from people popping up all over the place on Twitter. I can't download from Steam, there's too many errors, OMG, the sites are down. I was like, yep, this feels like a launch.
I didn't even use Steam.
This feels like a game launch. I went to the site, and it didn't load for the first 3 tries, but I kept refreshing it every 10, 20 seconds, and if it finally reloaded, I was able to download a game without an issue, get right in. I mean, I have very fast internet. It's like I have a 50 megabit a second download. So I was able to download the game in a matter of 10 minutes, tops. I have it installed and up and running. And then, of course, it took me forever to actually get in the game because there was so much of an influx. We did pick our server that we're going to be on, and it's Waterson. Waterson?
Waterson.
Yeah, it's the Waterson East Coast server. We do have a rival in that server, which makes it a little bit more entertaining. And they play on the TR side. So we do have our outfit created. It's the 108 Battalion.
108 Battalion?
108. So basically what that is 10-8, or October 8th, is Quest Gaming Network's birthday when the network was created. So that's kind of what we based it on. Me and Mike are the generals. Derek is a... we originally called it platoon leader, but we changed it recently to colonel. So he's like one of the big officers, and then we have a sub officer, and then we have the 2 private and sergeant. So, so if you want to get in this, you want to if you want to get on our outfit, we are on the Waterson. I can't ever remember that name. I'm gonna say Watertown every time. Man, you guys are a lively bunch tonight. What the heck's going on?
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yes.
No, interrupt me. It's a podcast. Okay. Talk to me.
I'll make sure to interrupt you every chance I get from now on, Joe.
Finally.
In the middle of everything you're saying.
So if you want to join us on Waterson.
I got the game last night.
Yeah, see, they have mics on cue. Yeah. If you want to join us on Waterson, make sure to send a friend invite to
Widget.
And then Widget.
I played like an engineer.
WIGIT or Origin, ARRIJIN.
ARRAJIN.
Yeah, that one. And Terranix, I'm not going to spell it.
TERANYX.
And we will get you in if we see you on. I did find out today that you cannot invite someone who is offline, even if they're on your friends list.
Yeah. You can send a friend invite for someone who's offline, but you can't send a
outfit invite. Which is kind of a bum rap. I'm busy. I'm not always on to invite.
So.
However, I did put in 7 hours yesterday and 2 hours today.
I put in probably about 2.5 to 3 hours today, this morning. I got home late last night because of work, so I set it up to download, but didn't get to play until this morning. But I really played this morning.
Wait, you've only played like 2.5, 3 hours.
Yeah.
What battle rank are you?
7.
Wow.
He's a medic.
I'm a medic.
Those guys level up like mad. Get into a thick battle, and that's all they're doing is leveling up. Yeah, their kill-to-death ratio doesn't exist, because they're not out there to kill. They're out there to keep people up.
I think I have 16 kills and 40 deaths? I think something like that? I don't know. I only had 4 kills before me and Joe played today.
Yeah, then we got in my tank.
Yeah,
so,
I know that.
My original plan... I'm going to just walk through this, okay? So I got in Borderlands 2, set up on the Waterson server,
PlanetSide 2.
I did it again. It's all these twos. The two games I'm playing, you know? 3-2 games, actually. But, so I got in PlanetSide 2. First thing I noticed was how polished it looked. The game looks beautiful compared to what it was in beta. It's such a different game than in alpha and then beta. In the 2-3 months we were doing beta, it's completely different. It's a changed game. So I got in there, went right to the menus, created the outfit, and tweeted about this to get people in there. No one showed up. Well, that's fine. I started looking through stuff, figuring out what the heck I want to do. I remember hearing an interview, well, not hearing an interview, reading an interview about the Lasher and how it kind of stunk, and then it was changed. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead. I had 12,500 station cash saved up from all the doubles and triples and the extra bonuses they gave me, and went into the store for the guns, and I was going through all the guns, and it's like, it's so many more options than I remembered in beta. Tons. And then they, of course, changed the name, which threw Mike off.
All the guns, yeah, they changed the names of all the guns and everything. So now I'm trying to figure out which ones I wanted to get.
And something
I finally found out.
Something I forgot to mention last week was that they do have bolt-action sniper rifles now for Venue.
That makes me really want to consider going back to Infiltrator.
And me and Derek were playing last night in open field. Remember that open field battle we were in?
Oh, yeah.
Late last night? So we were hiding behind rocks, and there was a whole ton of sniper fire, heavy assault fire going all over the place. I pop out behind a rock using my bolt action I got. It's the low-end bolt action for the Venue. I forgot the name of it. I got it with the Alpha Squad package. Pop around the corner, see a heavy assault running past their base near a rock. Took one shot as he jumped and hit him in the head and killed him.
That's awesome.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
You should remember that, Derek. I was yelling in Skype when that happened.
I heard a bunch of giggling and high-pitched squealing. I wasn't sure what was happening.
That sounds about right.
That's about right.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when Joe does something cool.
So that was just like one minor element of my night. So I went ahead and bought the Lasher for heavy assault, and I've been dying to get the... I can't remember the name of it. I should have wrote this stuff down. It's the rocket launcher that has the lock-on ability for the Venue. For heavy assault. I picked that up and started playing with that. There is a lot of problems with that weapon, as its power isn't that great. They definitely tone down the power of rocket launchers a lot. I noticed that for other factions as well. But the lock-on takes forever. I'll be sitting there staring at a tank for 15 seconds before I'll lock on and let me shoot. I mean, you can dumbfire it, no problem. Because sometimes when a tank's going away, you want to have that lock on. It takes a little bit of time, and I know there's perks for in the tank trees in particular that allows you to have a delayed lock on your vehicle. So that could be something with it. I started playing heavy assault. Lasher is amazing. However, it shoots basically these orbs of light at a rapid pace. I mean, the clip size is around 200 or something like that. At a rapid pace, makes hardly any sound. And
yeah, that was the best thing that I loved about that weapon. It's virtually soundless. Nobody can tell where the shots are being fired, and they can't hear where they're being fired either. So it's the ultimate stealth heavy assault weapon.
Well, I think the massive balls of light coming from one direction kind of are a giveaway.
I was about to say, it was a trip to watch.
So being a stealth weapon,
where Joe was.
Yeah, not going to happen. I shoot that thing for a certain period of time, everybody knows where I'm at. I was surprised at how very few people were actually using the Lasher. It makes sense to me, because it's like 700 station cash to get it, and like 1,000, or I don't remember exactly how many points it is. It's 500? I don't remember, but anyway. The thing about that weapon that's interesting to me, it's a very situational weapon. So I can understand why some people don't like it, because they are that run-and-gun mentality. I point and click at somebody, I want them to die. Well, yeah, that's generally what you need to do and what you want to do. That's what other assault rifles are for. However, this one is the best crowd control gun I've ever touched. The reason is that it doesn't get its damage from the direct hit. It gets its damage from the orbs exploding on impact and damaging everybody around them, creating an AoE effect or splash damage.
See, I like that kind, because I suck at like precision.
So I'll just what I normally do with the Lashers, I'll pick one person in the middle of a whole group of people, aim on them, and just fire away, and people around them will start dying before the person I'm aiming at. Not because of my aim, but because of the splash damage. And that's
nice.
That gun is wicked in the right situations. That's why I use dual loadout. You get your second loadout option when you hit battle rank 5. And I believe you get your third at 15, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then 10 is what my goal is right now. I'm almost very, very close to battle rank 10. And I'm going to unlock my squad. perk tree, which I'm going to... I have almost 200 skill points saved up.
Cert points,
thank you. Brain farting like mad tonight, man.
Have you been able to, like, at least, even though it's not unlocked, can you at least go in there and kind of look and plan what you're going to spend it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it also has a thing that says, you know, locked until battle rank 10, so you can't do anything with it.
Okay.
But you can look and see what they do.
Yeah, being a leader of an outfit, I kind of think it is kind of detrimental for me to put good points into that skill tree. Especially if I'm going to be leading a squad or a platoon around, I'm going to need those perks. Which is another thing is that I didn't think I would be into this, but I have fallen in love with a Mag Rider.
Oh my gosh, your Mag Rider is so much fun. I love that thing.
I bought 4 different weapons for it. Yeah, I bought another one last night, Derek. That's better than a 50 cal. Mm-hmm. I should have put it on when me and Mike were playing, but I forgot to put it on. But I bought a new main gun. It's a plasma cannon, and it shoots this massive orb that explodes in a huge splash damage area. And it's the perfect anti-infantry tank weapon. I killed four or five people at once, and me and Derek were doing it last night. They were all cluttered around a tree. Took one shot in the middle of them, and they all got wiped out. My first run with Dan was 12 kills before we got blown up. My second run with Dan was 22 kills before we got blown up. I did a run with Derek, and I was at 18 kills. Second run with Derek was... I don't remember. It was pretty high.
Yeah, that first one sucked. It glitched out, but that second one, we kicked
ass. The first one, it was only like 7 or 8. The second one, the last one was 18 or 19, at least for me.
Yeah.
And then I got several assists because of you. And then me and Mike today was even better than that. I think I was... No, it was 17. I started the game out this morning. I logged in, got in my Mag Rider, had Mike jump in the secondary seat with the 50 cal. And we went out there, and I started the game out at 17-1 for the day. That was a good feeling. So I'm always going engineer when I get my Mag Rider. So you have to. When you're driving a tank, it's like crucial. You got to be smart about it. When we're going out to a situation, I always look for the weapon reload depots, the towers with the bullet symbol on them.
Mm-hmm.
That way I know where to go to heal up and reload. Because unfortunately my cannon only has like 25 shots, which I've increased it twice already by a couple of shots because of the perk tree. And then secondary seat's where I spent the most station cash on, because I got you guys 3 different weapons. There's one is like a plasma laser cannon that doesn't have really any splash damage, but is wickedly powerful against armored vehicles.
Is that the one that I was messing with today?
Yeah, after the 50 cal, the second one.
It's awesome. I even killed an infantry with it, dead shot.
I was going to say, I used that last night, and that was so much fun, because when we were up in that huddle, we were sitting back, and there were like people standing still shooting other people. So I was like picking off infantry with the anti-tank gun.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's really, really hard infantry with it, so you have to be a good shot. That's a sign of a good gunner. Dan, on the other hand, was...
Yeah, because it takes so long for it to spool up, I guess, because you push that button, and it's like 2 seconds later, it'll shoot. And man, it's like a punch, and they just like explode. They die. One hit.
Dan took out a max suit with one shot with that easy, right after the nice. Spawn gate. Blew up a few tanks with that easy. See, my main gun isn't for anti-armor. It's straight anti-infantry. I can do some good damage to a tank, and a tank near that. But it's not a lot compared to most weapons. I mean, I might get an anti-tank version of it, but I haven't seen that much of a situation yet for that. Usually if we get into a tank fight, it's usually one-on-one. And that's where I have my secondary gunner for, to just wipe him out.
Right. I think it's a good mix, you having that splash damage and like your second gunner just having that punch.
Every time I'm in that tank, I'm sitting there giggling all the time. You, Mike, and Dan all heard it.
Yep.
As people explode and... I noticed that the ram damage is taken down a lot. As I ran over a few like heavy assaults, even some light assaults, they didn't die. Because I don't think I was going fast enough, but regardless, I just turned around and shot them and they were dead. It was way too much fun, and I'm definitely going to spend the points to get the armor put on, the front, back, or the front, side, and the top armor. That's about 300 skill... That's about 300 points right there. 300 certs. I'm going to get... The maneuverability of that tank is awesome. I was dodging rockets coming at me and Mike nonstop today. We had 4 or 5 guys firing rockets at us, and we dodged the vast majority of them. before we got
hit. I noticed there wasn't, it didn't seem like there was as much float to it. Like, it seems like you would go where you're going to go, and, you know, usually you go and you kind of skid around like you're on ice. And it seemed a little more controlled, doesn't it?
Well, I was driving it.
Well, okay. That could be it.
So it's fun. If you get a buddy with you and just go to town with some upgraded weaponry, the gun I got for you guys, the second rare one, is another plasma ball that has a more of a rapid fire to it, but it does decent damage to all types, so armor, aircraft, and infantry. So I'm gonna put that in place of 50 cal. Because 50 cal, you have to be up next to the infantry for it to do some real damage. So I think the 50 cal is kind of a waste of money when you can get a little bit more station cash or a little bit more sir points and get the better version. And the 50 cal just makes the tanks laugh at you.
Yeah, I do kind of wish they would have put something like they did in Planet Side 1 where you could go into an area and try out all the stuff.
I thought they were doing that.
No, their idea that they have currently is to do like different types of warp gates. It's a really weird idea. I don't think they should do. They need to have the VR training. Not the, you know, the virtual reality training centers. That was extremely useful. People are sitting there going, what the heck, especially when they get dropped right in the middle of a squad, right in the middle of a battle. Was that tough love training right there?
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah, they need something in there like that, just so you can get a feel and for what weapons you like. Because now you spend your points, you get it, you don't like it. Oops.
Yeah, really.
Nothing you can do about it, you're stuck with it. There's no reset for cert points or anything.
That's my only one big complaint right now is not having some kind of really good introduction to the game like that VR center.
Yeah.
I know I spent lots of time in the VR center practicing flying and things of that nature before I went out to the battlefield. Now it's trial by error or trial by fire. You get in an aircraft, you're going to crash a few dozen times before you get used to it.
Or 40 or 50.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, that VR training, that just makes sense to me even lore-wise, even.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't have it.
Seems like a shortcoming on it on their part for planning, but all in all, the game is amazing. I can't remember when I've had a 7-hour marathon in one game. It's been a long time since I have. Long time.
6 years? 7? 6 or 7 years.
Well, yeah. Something like that. But I had a blast, man. Doing heavy assault. I got a gun for my lightning. Just in case I'm out alone, which is a similar weapon to what I have on my I almost said Vanguard. Wrong faction, Joe. I'm losing it, Mike. Yeah, the Mag Rider. I was going to say that. I'm just trying to clear my head. As I try to save face here. I got a gun that's very similar to what I have on my Mag Rider. Splash damage. Just fun. And I got a secondary Comet and a secondary Burster for my max suit, so I have dual bursters and dual comets for anti-air and anti-ground. I've been playing with that, and I still have just about half my station cash left. Well, a little bit less now, actually. And I'm going to get some new camos and stuff later.
Yeah, I bought the assault, I think it was the assault pack or the infiltrator pack, or no, it wasn't infiltrator, it was the assault pack, I think.
Yeah.
It came with like one gun of each type for all classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also picked up the like custom helmet and custom armor skins for the medic. So my guy looks pretty cool going into battle.
Yeah, you do.
But I'm still sitting with 17,000 station cash. I just don't know what I want to spend it on. I'm currently using the H-V45 gun with my medic. It's a really high fire rate gun. It's actually pretty accurate. It's pretty close to the XM9 Centauri that I was using in the beta. But I think I'm going to try a couple of the other guns and purchase one or two of them and see how they do. I heard one of them you can get a grenade launcher attachment for it that shoots smoke grenades.
Nice.
So if I can, I want to try that one out because I think that'll be really good for healing. Be able to kind of smoke out the area and then run in and start resin and healing people. So we'll see how that goes.
I finished. I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, go right ahead.
I finished my night out last night. This is what is interesting. With 99 deaths and 101 kills.
Nice.
Which is an improvement. And when I checked the world rankings, I was ranked 1,108. And I was ranked, what was it, 17 on our server?
Nice. Yeah, that sounds about right. That's something real low.
On our server this afternoon, when me and Joe were playing around it, my best was, I think I was ranked 1,002 or something like that.
Well, you're a healer. I mean... Yep. You guys are all about leveling up quick.
leveling up quick and making sure you guys can stay in the battle and keep shooting.
If you want to battle rank up really quick, medic. If you want to battle, you know, rank up semi-quick, engineer.
Yep, and that has influenced my decision.
It was awesome, too, today when me and Joe were playing. We joined this giant, I wouldn't even know what to call it, battalion?
Yeah.
There probably had to be a good, probably 200-300 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, all Vanu.
I mean, it was just, you'd see 15, 20 Sunderers, you know, 100, like, probably 50 tanks.
It was nuts, and we were one of those tanks for a while.
Yeah, we were just going with them. We went all the way up on, what continent were we on?
Endar.
Bessemer? Endar. We were on Endar. We went all the way up the left-hand side of the map and took out every TR base all the way up to their warp gate.
TR owned 50% of the map when we went in there. When we got done, they owned less than 20%.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what they were thinking when they saw that rolling up. That's awesome.
Dude, nothing stood a chance. It was, you get into an area, and within like a matter of seconds, it was destroyed.
Yeah, and it was just a matter of waiting for the timer to finish before we moved on to the next one. And even then, while that was finishing, I don't know why some people did this, but a lot of people would split off and move on to the next base, and it was just like a hopscotch. So me and Mike, for a while there, got smart. We'd go to a base, let it cap, go to the next one. It was already halfway or more done. It capped, went to the next one. It was already halfway or more done. So we kept on getting cap points the entire way through.
Yeah. Helped us level up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like what we were experiencing last night, Derek, before we logged off, that steamroll.
Yeah.
It was similar to what we were doing, except for in this morning it was a lot more people. About two or three times that we saw.
Oh, that's cool. That was really exciting.
Yeah, that's when the tide turned for us last night. I did notice something about our server is that we have a cap bonus, the VR does. The Vanu has a cap bonus for Essamer. Apparently, yep. This morning, we 100% capped Essamer.
Are you serious?
We didn't own it anymore, but the fact is, since we were the last ones to cap it, we retained that bonus.
Yeah, we had Essamer. Nice. Endar has been uncapped. And what was that last one?
Amrish has been was TR capped. I mean, it wasn't when we got there again, but the fact that TR did cap it at one point, and they were the last ones to cap it, they retained the bonus.
Man, I really like that, because I like to know that there's a VS presence.
It's reassuring.
On Essamer, because I know it's not some people's favorites, but I really love that place.
This is reassuring that we do have a presence in the game, period.
Yeah.
Because for a while in beta, we had none. Nothing.
Yeah, I was getting used to being the kid beat down in the corner.
Well, we still pretty much are. At least all day today, from what I noticed, we had the lowest amount of players on. But we're still sitting right around 30, 31%.
So. It was weird, because all night last night, Mike, it was a dead even on our server.
The worst I saw was like 31%. For us, I think 32 for the NC, and then the rest was the TR.
We were at 33% across the board for all factions last night.
Nice.
And it stayed that way almost all day until night rolled in. But, you know, so it was an even mix. And if TR are, like, I think the TR are still a little bit overpowered in some of their weaponry. Like you were mentioning the sniper rifle, Mike.
Yeah, I was getting murdered by their sniper rifle. It was like it did bolt action damage. But they could fire it at an extremely high fire rate, pretty much as fast as they can pull the trigger. It'd be doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. And I saw them take out a heavy assault in two shots. It was just, they saw them take out a max suit in like five. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a run-in with one of the TR snipers. Me and him became rivals. I tried to get to the infiltrator and try to snipe him out.
It was hilarious. Dan was playing on my wife's computer downstairs, and all I hear is, I'm going to get that son of a beep. I'm going to tear him up. Beep, he got me again. Dang it. He got me again.
Now, when you say rivals, I mean...
Did you actually get him?
I tried. I think I got him down to half, but fortunate for him, I am a terrible shot with a sniper rifle.
So he really wasn't rivals.
So no, on his side of this conversation, yeah, he's like, I found this awesome target practice.
Yeah, it was Dan getting butthurt.
Like, I'm gonna freaking kill this guy.
I got like four battle ranks yesterday from one guy.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I understand though. That infuriates me. I'll notice. I'll pop in somewhere and I'll just get killed and killed and realize it's the same person over and over again. And oh, it makes me so mad when I have no idea even where they are.
I knew where he was coming from, and I tried every way to get him, but it's like as soon as he saw the new sovereignty, he knew it was me and sniped me in the head every time.
Yeah, he saw an easy target. Mike had that situation today too. He had someone he kept on taking down. Was it you, Mike?
No, not me.
Mm.
I just res people. I don't take them down.
It astounds me sometimes. You know how we were talking earlier how the Lasher has that very visible fire rate? I was up on a tower looking down at these NC that were coming out, or TR, they were coming out of a room, out of their spawn room, just emptying my clips, just right in front of where they were coming out at. They were all going out of that room, looking everywhere as I was killing them, all over the place. They could not find me. I ran out of ammo with my Lasher, switched to my rocket launcher, ran out of ammo with that, switched to my handgun, ran out of ammo with that, finally just jumped down and started knifing. And they couldn't find me.
So they're running out there and said, where's this guy coming from? I wish just these big green blobs would get out of the way so we can see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I held my mouse button down, firing, and all I was seeing was XP, 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 XP going up my screen. And I was yelling at Mike to come up there just in case I got hurt.
I went up there and I started shooting down, so I was getting all kinds of XP from that, mostly assists, but I got a couple of kills. And me and Joe both ran out of ammo and started shooting with our handguns.
And getting more kills. It was hilarious.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Those situations are pretty fun. So, Derek, what was your first impression last night, your experience?
Just how it just seemed like everything was smooth, running really well. When I finally got in the game, I mean, it took me all day to get in it, error after error. But once I got in, I just hit the ground, started running. Everything was beautiful. Everything was working right. I didn't feel, sometimes I feel floaty. None of that last night. It was great.
Yeah, we had a long run on the Mag Rider, you and I.
Yeah, that was the one problem I had is when I first jumped in as your gunner on that first time, I kept trying to turn one time, and it would turn and just go right back. Like, it would never go past. It was like, looked like it was hooked on something. So and then, of course, we got took out. So yeah. Couldn't turn around and get them. But after that, that was the only problem I found the whole game.
Yeah, the second run we had lasted forever. We think we repaired and reloaded 4 or 5 times at least.
Mm-hmm.
And they were...
All I have everything set on high. Everything ran smooth. It looks beautiful. My only problem is, man, I had to start from zero again. That's hard.
Well, this time they're not going to reset you, though. It's not beta anymore.
That is better.
It's a live game. You're set now. Which is good, because I'm with the... I got the alpha bonus, which is a boost for 6 months that gives me 10% to XP and cert gain, I believe. Or XP and resource.
Yeah, it's like 10%.
Right. And then I got the subscription model. I'm only doing it month by month. I didn't pay for any advanced months. I feel like if you pay the 6 month one or whatever, you start out right away at 50% bonus. If you do it month to month, it increases every month by 5% until you hit 50. So I'm at 25% cert gain, 25% XP gain, 25% resource gain, plus the boost. So I'm just leveling like mad. I mean, I'm getting almost double boost every time XP every time I kill something.
I guess you know, I didn't even think about it. I'd be like battle rank 15 by now.
I never even came across this, the whole time during beta and didn't even think about it. Is there a cap?
There is. And I knew it, and I forgot it. There is a cap. I think it's, 50, Mike?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's somewhere between 25 and 50.
Been the old one, but this one, I know it's more than that because I've seen people that are like 25 already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last night, the number one ranked person in the world after was playing for 9 hours had some crazy ridiculous number of like 700 kills and was battle rank 18.
Yeah, that seemed a little... I just don't understand that. I'm sure it's legit, but my goodness.
Yeah, a little nuts.
Just a little.
Yeah, I was on high settings myself, and the entire time I played last night, I never dropped below 60 frames.
I didn't check my frames, but I'm on high settings and ain't nothing happening. I mean, it's going perfectly smooth.
So, Dan, besides your little rivalry incident, how was your game?
Awesome. Just awesome. I got into my scythe, and my air combat is getting much better. Though I'm still trying to save up the needed 1,000 cert points for my air-to-air missiles, so my dogfighting will get a whole lot better. Right now, I'm just relying on my main gun.
So you want to get the Hellfire?
Yeah. I'm trying to save up for that so I can do a lot better in my air-to-air. But I also got to play in Amerish for the first time, and I love it. My nephew, your son, said that it looked a lot like the environment from the movie Avatar.
And a lot less blue.
Yeah, a lot less blue, but I'm like, you know, it does kind of resemble.
No bioluminescence. No, it doesn't really resemble it at all, come to think of it. It's got a forest, I think it's about the closest thing to it.
And it's an alien planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I gotta say, I think Amerish is probably my favorite, just visually.
I haven't been on to the third continent. I forget what it's called already.
Esmir.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet, but I've been on Endar and Amerish. Amerish is my favorite, I have to say, so far.
Endar is mine. It is. It's just the compact combat of it, I love.
You want to know what my favorite is? Anyone where someone's dying.
It was funny. I died once going down. We were both running down this ravine to get to a new base, and I got shot down by a sniper. No, I got ran over by one of our own tanks. And Mike went over there and res me. He's like, "Oh man, I got double XP because you're in my squad. Go die some more." It's like, yeah, don't worry, Mike. Just stick with me, and I'll die more. Wound up not dying that much, unfortunately, but for Mike.
Yes. So we need a lot of people in our you know outfit so we can get a big squad going. That way you can all die. That way you can res everybody. So that's the plan, guys.
Mike will be like max battle rank in 4 days.
I was about to say we'll all be like battle rank 5 and he'll be at 50.
What's taking you guys so long, huh?
Maybe because we're not a medic.
So what do you guys think about the balance between ground, air, and infantry combat in that game?
I think it's much better than it was. I just remember, you know, at the beginning of the beta, it just seemed like it was very vehicle heavy, even more so very air vehicle heavy.
It was very vehicle heavy at the beginning of beta. However, at the end of beta, there was like tanks are almost non-existent. Mm-hmm. But now there was a bunch of tanks. But it didn't seem like
it wasn't overbearing
the battle. Yeah, it wasn't exactly Impressing. But there was a lot more than there were in beta now.
The one thing that I did notice is on Amerish, I could fly around with my scythe for, half an hour and not run into a single enemy aircraft. The aircraft is
well, what it comes down to is how they did the bases. That's what changed right before game launched.
Yeah.
And the fact that if you don't have certain bases, you don't get to spawn certain vehicles outside of your warp gate. That's why last night I was complaining I wasn't able to get my mag rider because we lost a base that was crucial for me to be able to spawn the mag rider.
Right.
And I remember we were laughing, our Venue was laughing at the TR today because we took out one of their bases that prevented them from being able to spawn their tank, the Vanguard. Or is that right, the Vanguard say, or are they the other one?
That sucked last night, but I think it's for the best.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it'll prevent you from
it adds more strategy to it is what it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also adds the balance. The crucial balance of air, ground, and infantry.
I think that's why I was having so much fun with the my tank, taking out those extra infantry like yesterday and today. It just cracks me up that they're running at me with a machine gun trying to take out my tank. And I would purposely just sit there an extra second with my sights just following them until we got a little closer. Yeah.
Whenever I see a tank, the one thing that I can do is run away. And I love that they dumbed down the weaponry enough to where if you see a tank and you react quick enough, you can get away from it.
And pray they don't see you.
Yeah, that too. But if they do, you do have that short window of time to where you can get away and continue on with the fight.
I've been seeing a lot more Sunderers on the field lately, which is good. And we
Speaking of Sunderer, I think I have decided I'm going to go ahead and go engineer, and I'm going to specialize in the Sunderer. Just because last night, I mean, the most fun I have is when I spawn, not in a base, but on someone's Sunderer, and pop out, and everybody's like just scattering and just swarming. It's just, it's so much fun. And I want to be like the reason for that for our battalion.
We need a pilot dedicated to the galaxy, too. Because eventually you can get the galaxy far enough down where you can make that into a mobile spawn unit.
Right. Not going to be me. I can't fly.
Well, I'm going to do the galaxy, too. Like
I tried flying, and it was horrific. I don't think anyone else has actually been able to get out of their vehicle and fly over themselves and kill them, but I have, so I don't fly.
It takes talent.
I remember when galaxies were the primary like respawn in beta, and there was nothing but galaxies all over the place in the air. Now they're rare to find. I shot down a galaxy today with my max suit, and I thought I was something special.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say that. Like last night, I noticed in the 3 hours I played, I saw 2 galaxies, and that was it.
People don't want to spend the money to spawn one, or the whatever it is, the resources.
Mm-hmm.
When all it is
transportation.
Basically, transportation. Yeah. If you start putting points in it, and the ability, you get the ability to get like carry tanks and that sort of thing. Then maybe they'll start coming up more. But
well,
right
if people
now,
wise up and actually get someone to invest in the galaxy and really put points into it, that galaxy becomes something to deal with.
Well, hey, we can make a decision right now. Should I go Sunderer or Galaxy first?
Probably Sunderer, because it takes less points to make it a mobile spawn unit.
Okay. Yep.
Only 50.
As in it will take you several hundred to get a galaxy where you need it?
Right. Man, that's going to be awesome, though. I get my galaxy and you just drive your mag rider up in it, and
I am happy that they took out the requirements that you have to purchase the one thing above everything in the cert trees.
Yeah,
like they did at the end of it. I didn't like that. I'm glad that they pulled that out.
Yeah, that was a good move. The nice thing, Derek, about being a spawn vehicle driver is if you like, for instance, if you plant a Sunderer and you activate it or deploy it and becomes a mobile unit, every time someone spawns from your Sunderer, you get XP for it.
Oh.
So if you get into a really good hotspot and people are spawning and it's a protected Sunderer, you get massive, massive experience for that.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
Well, that's really good because, so I can use my Sunderer to rack up my points to get my galaxy. That does make sense better.
You just got to make sure you've got someone to protect it.
Right.
And you being an engineer, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, just throw down your turret whenever nobody's there. Hop out of your turret and repair your Sunderer. Easy.
And if you get shot, I'll come and bring you back to life.
There you go.
Mike's just giggling all the way over there. I'll get you. I'll get you. XP for me.
Don't respawn.
Thank you for dying. Have a nice day.
Oh, with that comment, Mike would kind of remind me of that that voice for the Borderlands 2 respawn.
Mm.
That lady that always says something witty whenever you respawn. Not that I'm calling him a lady, but that's that's what it reminds me of.
Okay, moving on. Any other comments about Borderlands 2 before we move on, guys?
Planet Side 2 and no.
Planet Side 2?
No. Not really.
Planet Side 2? All right.
Yeah.
There is something that came out for Borderlands 2, actually, the same day, which kind of got undershadowed to the fact that Planet Side 2 came out. I did download it, and I did play it last night, and I'm going to reserve my comment on that for a little bit. But, Mike, what is it?
Mr. Torg's Campaign of Carnage. Oh, man, I love Gearbox's names of everything.
Their sense of humor is awesome.
Yeah. Basically, it's enter Mr. Torg's Campaign of Carnage and see if you have what it takes to become champion of this brand new storyline in Borderlands 2. Fight for the big loot against some of the baddest baddies in Pandora, including hordes of biker bandits. Plus, take special quests from Tiny Tina, Moxie, and others for extra rewards. And don't forget to bring your friends. Those higher levels get pretty tough. It does have the best name of any name that I've ever read before. Joe, can we say that on the air?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Okay. Immerse yourself in the badass creator of badassitude.
That's the actual name of the zone.
That is the name of the zone. That is badass. They have new bosses face off against hordes of new enemies and bosses, including Pyro Pete, Motor Mama, Badassosaurus Rex, and a blimp. Wreak havoc with the help of new characters like Piston and Mr. Torg, as well as your favorites, returning favorites, Tiny Tina, Sir Hammerlock, and Mad Moxie. Explode your problems away with crazy new weapons as you fight your way through an all-new story with side quests aplenty. They have new battles. You can get into a fashion bar brawl, try to survive a death race, get your gladiator on, and more.
All right, well, I did get the chance to play it for about an hour and a half last night. At first, I was really excited. It was a really funny storyline, especially when Mr. Torque comes out into the picture. He's awesome. He's my second all-time favorite character in Borderlands, right behind Tiny Tina. However, the worst DLC they did for Borderlands by far was what, Mike?
It was Mad Moxie's Underdome.
Exactly. Why? It was an arena-style system. An arena style in Borderlands stinks.
Well,
it stinks.
It was. You know what the worst thing about that one was, though? The first three arenas weren't that bad that me and you did.
Mm-hmm.
We know it took us, what, like 15, 20 minutes to clear them? Not bad. But then when we beat those arenas, it went to another one that was like, it took you like 2 to 3 hours to beat.
At least.
Two to three hours. And you can't, if you quit out, you have to start over again.
If you die, you start over again. It was, and that's what is happening now with this one. It's in another arena style. And what, think of the first part of it, getting to the arena, you have to kill a lot of people, they're trying to test you out, whatever. Then you get to the arena and you go into it. I was ready to pull my hair out by the end of it. I died at the last phase, or the last wave, every time, and it made me restart the stupid thing all over again. It was driving me insane. I just got fed up with it, put it down, and said, I don't know if I'm going to even try it again. But no, that I see that Tiny Tina's in there, I'm going to try it again, try to get more into it. I did see a legendary that was for a new special currency for this thing, but it was a shotgun, so I wasn't too impressed, but...
Nice.
But, the arena is just like Mad Moxie's, man. It really is. It is lame. The arena that's built into Borderlands 2, anyway, was it Bloodbath or whatever it's called, is better. Not as funny, but it's better.
I haven't tried any of the arenas, because I really don't care for the arenas too much, but, I'm going to give the DLC a chance. I downloaded it yesterday after I got home, just like I did Same with Planet Side 2, but I haven't got a chance to play it. I spent all my free time today playing Planet Side 2.
Well, yeah.
But I did get to play last week's on before, you know, all this came out. I almost level 45 now. I'm at the part where Sanctuary, there we go, just reappeared.
Oh, nice.
You know, so I'm there right now. So
the halfway point.
Yep. So about halfway through the game, I'll be... I should be done with it. Probably not this week, because it's Thanksgiving. So next week, probably. I'll probably hit 50 next week.
You know, doing the arena solo kind of stinks. I might get it for my PlayStation 2 and do it with Dan.
Yeah, it might be more fun if we do it together.
Yeah.
You mean PlayStation 3.
That's what I meant, PlayStation 3. PS2 isn't Planet Side 2. My brain's going all weird right now. Doing it solo... It's horrible, and I'm not a big fan of games that force you to play multiplayer in it was originally a single-player environment. That I'm not a big fan of.
I agree with that.
I like having the option to go multiplayer when I want to, but most of the time I'm playing Borderlands, I do rather enjoy playing it alone. That's why I have a PC version that I play alone on, and a PS2, or PlayStation 3 version, which I play with Dan on. Yeah, the twos, man, they're all over the notes. It's the tack of the twos.
I totally agree with
the name of the episode.
Now the name of the episode is gonna be "Badassness of Planet Side 2," or "Badassaurus Planet." No, that doesn't work. But anyway, so that's my early impression on it. It's funny. The story's good. Mr. Torque is awesome. He's like the one thing that cracks me about Borderlands 2 is that they always take your typical stereotypes and then embellish them 15 times greater. And they did that the same way with Mr. Torque. And the fact that he's like that monster trucking, muscle building. I don't want to.
What he sounds like? You're going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
he's
I love
just
it.
Just like that, wait. But over embellished 15 fold. And the fact that he's flying out in the atmosphere in his giant monster truck spaceship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I gotta play this.
He looks like Randy Savage, kind of, just bigger.
I thought like you sound like Randy Savage when you said that.
I know.
So
I
have that, it's hilarious. I mean, it really is, but I'm definitely give it more of a shot because I'm such a big fan of that Buff Borderlands 2. I got to, regardless. And, if it's in the same trend as what Borderlands 1 was, because the first DLC was Dr. Zed Zombies, which was a lot of fun. Then they released Moxies, which I didn't even beat. I didn't even bother beating it. And then they released the best DLC period on Borderlands 1, which is General Knox. So I'm looking forward to the next DLC.
I hope it's another zombie one. I really do.
No.
I had so much fun with Dr. Zed.
And that is the intellect of my brother. No, Daniel. That's not what I was referring to.
Oh. Yeah, I know. I know what you were referring to. I was just stating my opinion.
Well, the zombie one was okay. It was. It was just kind of dark and oftentimes annoying because you had to use nothing but a fire weapon the entire time.
Yeah, if they fix that, they can create a really high-selling DLC. I mean, look at Black Ops Zombies and how well it does for the Black Ops franchise.
It doesn't do that well. It's just a side game, Dan. What sells Call of Duty is online multiplayer, plain and simple.
Everybody loves it, apparently. Well, apparently not, but I should do a Randy Savage impression commercial for a platoon.
Let's hear it.
For our outfit.
Let's hear it right now. Come on, Mike.
I can't. I'll do it next week.
Michael, come on.
I can do my impression, but I can't think of anything to say. I need to actually write it down.
He needs to think about it and rehearse first.
Yes. I just need to have it written down so I can read it.
We're the purple-blooded venue of awesomeness, yeah. The 108.
Are you ready to kill? Come to the 108th platoon, and we will murder everyone!
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Join the 108 where we have 30 assaults and one medic.
Alright, Dan, you got some single player action or the campaign going on for Black Ops 2, I saw.
Oh yeah, I am loving the main story, really. What this does is it goes with the traditional warfare for some missions and the futuristic action-packed missions for the others. It kind of alternates between them. So I'm having fun with that. And the futuristic missions are so action-packed. It's awesome. I had the most fun when I was searching through walls and shooting through them with an MMS and murdering everything in my sight. It was awesome.
I think the only real downfall that the Call of Duty series had with the campaign mode was it puts you on rails, especially after Call of Modern Warfare 2. It is nothing but a rail shooter. You go one direction, the direction they point you, and that's it. Black Ops 2, not different than that.
It's not that different, but it does have some differences. It still gives you a set objective, but you can go off of the rail for a little bit. You can choose different paths to get to that objective. And I like that. I really, really like that. But the one thing I do not like about the campaign is that they have alternative missions, which is like a castle defender.
Tower defense?
Yeah, tower defense. That's what I was looking for. It's like a tower defense, actually. But I don't like it, and I'm glad that it's optional. I mean, I'll probably try a few more missions of that just to get a better opinion of it. But the first one that's mandatory that you have to try, I didn't really like. It was too confusing, really. But other than that, this campaign mode is amazing. I love it.
All right. There you go. I was resisting Dan the entire time. I was a good brother and did not make fun of you at all.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. People forget that Dan's my brother, my younger brother, and it's like natural for me to want to make fun of him.
But now that I'm done, go ahead.
And now that I've...
I don't want more one-star reviews for making fun of you, so...
And I've known him for a very long time, so...
Yeah, Mike's kind of like a second brother. Or
pretty
a
much.
Third brother.
So I think the moral of today's story, ladies and gentlemen, is Planetside 2.
And make fun of Dan.
We don't really have any emails this week. We got one email yelling at us for saying they were very disappointed we're not talking about Halo 4, but, you know, sorry.
Dude, we only cover games that end with 2 around here anyway.
Yeah, apparently, right?
Yep.
That was today's flavor, that's for sure. Planetside 2 is amazing. If you guys have not thought about checking it out, you can't call yourself an action gamer. It's free to play, and the game is fully unlocked free to play. It's not your typical free to play model where you can only reach a certain level, you can only do this, you can't go to some areas unless you pay for it.
Yeah, and they're all talking about spending the station cash for the guns, but you don't have to do that. That's optional. What you can do is play the game a lot, save up cert points, and you can get the guns that they're talking about. All it does is take a little bit more time.
You can literally play the entire game like everyone else, whether you pay subscription, whether you use station cash, in the microtransaction, it's just going to take you longer. But you can play the entire game start to finish without losing out on anything for free. You can't go wrong.
Now the only thing I'm waiting for is that mobile tools they were announcing.
Oh yeah, the iPhone app and the apps?
Yep.
Those are going to be pretty cool.
Hey, right now, this made me think of something about, like, you know, because I got Planetside 2 on Steam, and you guys were talking about buying these packs. Like, say I wanted to buy an engineer pack. Do you think that Steam is going to have sales where you don't have to use Sony Cash, kind of like they do on their other free-to-plays?
No.
Like, you know, like Age of Empires, you know, you can buy, like, starter packs and stuff like that.
I'm not even going through Steam on mine, so.
They couldn't, actually, the way they do it. It's an all in-game store.
Okay.
So when you go down like to the shopping cart where on the right hand side of your escape menu,
right,
you can buy it either or, but it's all in game based. Now the cells are all in game based.
Okay.
All right, guys. Our iTunes shout outs, Derek.
From the USA, we have Awesome Nijah and Marcus Morgan.
And our final thoughts, gentlemen. Planetside 2. I want to go play Planetside 2 right now, but I have to actually get ready to record another show right after this one. I'm recording Elder Scrolls Off the Record after the show tonight because tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and we can't record that. So I'm unfortunately not going to be able to play Planetside 2 until tomorrow night. Either way, everybody, get in there, enjoy it, have fun with it, join the 108. Don't forget. We are on the Watterson server. Watterson, East Coast. Venue. And no, age limit is not an issue.
No. I really want to play it again, too, but I got so much to do for Thanksgiving, I probably won't be playing it. But Friday, I will be on probably quite a bit. So anybody who wants to play Friday with me, I will be around.
Very good.
I was going to say, and I'm going to play the game of Refresh until I can actually get into the game.
Just close it down and then reopen it, and you'll eventually get in. That issue happened to me earlier, and it took me about 3 tries to get in. It took Daniel a little bit more than that, but...
Right. Man, I hope so. I gotta get back in there.
All I gotta say is 108 Battalion for the win! And I wish I could play some more, but I don't want to bug Joe with my screaming in the background while he's trying to record his show.
No, you're not gonna be anywhere in this living room when I'm recording. My studio at that point. When that record button goes on, All right, how to reach us, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we were in the Watterson server, the 108 Battalion. You can send a friend invite to Widget, WIGIT, to Origin, ARRIAJIN.
ARRAJIN.
That one. And Terranix.
TRANYX.
And as soon as we see you on, we will get you in. It's sometimes it's better to tag all three of us because we all three have played at a lot of different times.
That's how you would do it. Also, our website is adrenalinepodcast.com. Go in there, check it out. We have certain articles coming up sometimes, and you can listen to all of our shows or on iTunes. Either one works. Our email, adrenalinegamingpodcast@gmail.com. Send us any thoughts, comments, anything you want. And our Twitter is @adrenalinecast. Come on, say hi. We tweet all kinds of things all the time. And individual Twitters, I am @AuthorJRWilson. Mike is @InsaneHero, H-I-R-O. Derek is @SubProta, S-U-B-P-R-O-T-A. And Dan is @Boone_Teeny. Adrenaline Gaming Podcast is a Quest Gaming Network production in association with Middle-Earth Network. Keep on shooting face, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Adios.
Later.
See you next week.